Have you ever applied a skincare product to your body and wondered what kind of crazy chemicals are in it, and then read the ingredient list and realized you can't even pronounce half the ingredients? Your skin is the largest organ of your body, and what you put on it becomes part of you. In fact, if your skincare has chemicals you wouldn't eat, you probably ought not rub it all over your body. This is why in our house we use Tallow Skin Solutions Body Butter. It is made with all natural ingredients that are safe enough to eat and offer your skin the nutrients it can thrive on. The tallow is sourced from a family farm in Georgia, which practices sustainable regenerative agriculture. The body butter also has organic coconut oil, organic cocoa butter, and organic essential oils. The texture is silky and luxurious as it is whipped to the perfect consistency. Enjoy one of the five different scents. My personal favorite is creamsicle, which blends vanilla and orange and smells delicious. If you've never used a natural product like this, you are in for a treat. Go to tallowskinsolutions.com and enter code MINDFUL for 20% off. That's tallowskinsolutions.com and use code MINDFUL for 20% off your next order.
Welcome to the Mindful Movement Podcast. I'm Les Raymond, and I have Sarah with me today. Sarah Raymond, that is.
Yes, Sarah Raymond. Thanks for clarifying.
Thanks for joining me on the podcast, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
It's always so nice to be able to do these things with you.
I agree.
It's the end of the year, just about. So we talked about just pulling up and doing kind of like a recap of the year. And also what's to come in the next year.
It sounds great.
We did a lot this year and we have a lot planned next year.
True.
But I'd like to start off and just offer my sincere gratitude for all the support we've gotten.
Yes, I would second that. Absolutely. It's been amazing to interact with the community and clients that I've worked with over the years, and it's really great.
I feel like we've been really lucky our whole lives, and this last year was like a big expression of that, in a way. And I think the mindful movement was a big part of that.
Yeah.
It provided a lot for us. And I don't know, it's grown like slowly for a while now, but then as of late, it seems like it's grown more in some ways. Like slowly at first and then all of a sudden in a way.
I think it's been growing slowly all along, but maybe all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, look at how far we've come.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm, for the listeners, if you leave a comment on the video, sometimes Sarah gets to it, but more likely I do because of our schedule differences and you're just so short on time.
Yeah.
And when I am reading the responses, sometimes I'm like in awe of how many people your voice touches and what it means to them. Mm. And it's really special.
It is special. It is special. I hear from clients when I work with them, you know, how often that they listen to the recordings and how much it means to have my voice in their ear. And it's so heartwarming when I get to have that conversation with someone, and just every time I'm floored, every single time.
So 2023, mm-hmm. A little recap on your end of some things that stood out for you or anything you'd want to share.
2023 has been a lot of work with individual clients over the year, both through hypnotherapy and coaching, and I would say that's grown a lot in this calendar year. I had completed a training, I guess at the beginning, no, the end of 22, and so that freed up a lot of time, and essentially all of that work that I was doing in the training, that time was allocated for working with clients. And some of the 3-month client packages that I've been seeing kind of come to fruition or come to completion, really, is a better word. Those have been really fulfilling and satisfying to see the work that can be accomplished and the transformation that can be experienced over 3 months, 6 months working together directly, one-on-one. So I've really enjoyed all of that.
It was nice to be able to interview one of your coaching clients, Neil, and kind of hear his take on what it was like to work with you.
Yeah.
And be able to share that with the audience. So is there anything else about this past year?
Maybe I would say
outside of the mindful movement that you wanted to share?
Outside of the mindful movement?
Yeah, like maybe anything in your personal life that you feel like was either a challenge or a win.
It's funny, my mind just goes right to the challenges, which is something that I feel like I've been working on for a long time. But one of the biggest challenges that I say I was facing in 2023 was really prioritizing my own self-care, and whether that be movement practices, meditation, you know, anything really that was nurturing. And I just had a really hard time finding a balance or a routine, a consistency really for that. And I know we've talked about this, and it's something that I was going to be announcing to the community in the beginning of January of 24, but really just seeking community and seeking accountability and support through the mindful movement to, I'm not offering any specific program or suggestions, just really a commitment to reigniting, reclaiming my own self-care practice with the support and accountability of the community.
And that looks like you committing to what, every day for a month you talked about?
Right, every day to start the year for at least a month, and what that would look like in terms of me showing up in the community would really just be a daily post on the YouTube community tab saying, you know, this is something that inspired me today, and this is what I'm contemplating or considering in my practice, and just showing up every day to say.
And when you say your self-care, are you talking about like getting on a mat? Are you talking about meditation? What are you talking about doing?
For me, and I don't want to suggest that anyone should or shouldn't do anything specific. Really, I'm just going to do what I need and commit to doing it daily. And anyone who wants to join the community support can do whatever they want, whatever they feel like they need to commit to.
But are you going to share me, what this is that you think you need?
Sure. Okay. For me, it's really like a reconnecting with myself, my needs, my spirit in a way, I guess. And so the way that I find to be most useful for me is a combination of a little bit of movement just to be embodied, right? Feel my body, connect with it. And that's not anything specific. It's not yoga. It's not Pilates. It's not, you know, strength training. It doesn't have a label. It's just embodied movement to find some grounding, some centering, some connection with my body. And that might be 5 minutes or something. It really just depends on how much time I have and what, you know, what I need to feel into that practice. And then some contemplation, whether it be a meditation, a guided meditation, breath work, something in relative stillness, and then some form of journaling I find to be really useful for my processing. to kind of, I'm like really in my head a lot, so to get out of my head.
I don't believe it.
Thanks. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing necessarily, but I do think that for my own processing experience, it helps me a lot to get it out of there and put it on paper. So that's my commitment to myself.
I'm glad to hear you're doing that. Not that, you know, as your husband, I don't want to be like, you should be doing this or whatever. But I have watched this past year up close your struggle with prioritizing that, just because of the number of things that you feel the need to get done and the number of hours that they installed on our clocks. That's available.
Yeah.
Well, and for the listeners, I mean, there's a brick and mortar studio in Maryland that has definitely, it's been doing well, which is nice coming out of, you know, the last few years. And so it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
It's been really nice to see that reignited. And also your time is really split up now because you're
right.
doing a lot to help your mother with that. And
yeah, it has really needed a lot of my time and attention over the last year. And I don't see that shifting anytime very soon, but hopefully within the second half of 24, I will have some more staff, some more instructors that are ready to take some of my teaching hours over.
It's funny, I was on a group call with some other creators not long ago, and I guess they're like little mind melds of YouTube and content stuff, and when they heard that we had brick and mortar places, they couldn't believe it. Like, wait, you do this on the side? How is that possible? But you make it possible.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy doing a lot of things. I like to be challenged, learning new things. And I'm passionate about a lot of different things, so it's hard for me to say no to things, and it's hard for me to put them down because I do get a lot out of all of the different aspects of my career and my work and my time outside of what I would consider work. I like to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see. My 23 has been quieter than yours. Definitely had a lot more solitude, a lot more time in nature than I think you were able to get. I was able to create in different ways, whether it be landscaping-y things or building some wooden projects around the house.
Which I really get to enjoy a lot. Thank you.
Sure. Diving deeper in the kitchen.
Also, I am the beneficiary of that as well.
Yeah, that's become such a big part of my life. Like, procuring the food and the prep and the serving and, of course, the eating. And looking at different ways to take really simple ingredients and get more out of them. Like did some cooking over the fire and just found as a vehicle to be outside more. And definitely have had a calling to just connect with nature more. I was able to do that a little bit. And also picking up some new clients in the gym one-on-one with with like a different approach. I feel like seeing how people are coming in looking for help recently seems to have shifted to what it was before the pandemic.
Sure.
It's like stress management is the elephant in the room for everybody. And
Absolutely.
At first it's like getting them to be able to see that. And then really shifting the focus of the programs to accommodate where people are in their life And that's been, it's been nice to kind of watch people see the value in that and slowing down. And we live in an area where everybody's so go, go, go. The clients that come in, generally, they're looking to come into the gym and do more to fix the thing I'm trying to fix. And watching them learn that what they're looking for might require doing less and like being more.
Yeah. You do have, what I've noticed, a really good eye or sense for like the missing link, or it's like you're a problem solver in a way. Mm. And you're really, you're really very good at that when it comes to other people.
Yeah. The puzzle of other people is easy for me.
Sure. Well, they're...
The puzzle in the mirror, a little challenging.
Sure. They're, you see from a much broader perspective than you see yourself.
Right.
Which is true for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I was talking to Molly, our daughter, who is a massage therapist, this morning, and she said, you know, I'm a massage therapist, but I can't massage my own back, right? Like, she needs her own practitioner to help her, just like, you know, maybe I would need a coach or a personal trainer to help me, even though I have those skills and I know how to, you know, help someone else move well or reach their goal that they're looking for. But it's different when it's yourself.
It's been nice watching our kids this year. Our daughter, as you mentioned, is a massage therapist and has really grown a lot this past year in that field, and has quickly become really skilled.
Absolutely.
And she's like kind of out there in the world with a real job. And our son recently started a company, and he's just like really shifting who he is with it.
Yeah, I look at how much he's learning from this experience about being an entrepreneur, about being a business owner, and I just don't think he could have gotten anything quite so like robust in terms of what it's offering him if he would have done any other like business program. I mean, granted, there's lots to learn and he is learning it, but it's just like he dove in head first and he's getting a ton of experience, learning a lot. He's, you know, when he has a problem or he needs an answer, he figures it out or he finds someone to help him through it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
For the listeners, our son Cosmo started a company called Tallow Skin Solutions. And this goes back because Sarah used to make this recipe. It was a little different recipe, but
yeah,
she would make these like body butters and everybody loved them. Like, she really had a knack to get this really silky, smooth,
yeah,
light whipped texture. And we would give it, I would give some to my clients at work as gifts.
Sure.
And they loved it and they would always want more. But Sarah didn't have the time to make more. And she would, you would once in a while say, like, what if we quit our job and made these, you know, made this. And then our son was trying to figure out what to do. And we would periodically say, you know, you can make a business selling your mom's old recipe because everybody loved that stuff. Like, yeah, it was the best.
Yeah.
And then he kind of poo-pooed the idea a little bit. And then he went to get a job that was like manual labor.
Right. It was at like the plant nursery,
yeah,
around the corner.
And it was light manual labor, but after three days of like 7 hours of manual,
yeah,
labor.
They were long days.
It was the best lesson for him because he knew it taught him exactly what he didn't want to do.
Right.
And he was like, I'm ready to start my own company. And he dove in and he just has done such a great job.
Yeah. Really.
And we're spoiled because we have like an unlimited supply of the best body butter.
Right. Well, what's really interesting is kind of this like full circle experience or full circle moment, because he was the one that suggested that I start a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like 10, but he saw something that I didn't even know about or see. And so I took his advice And I started a YouTube channel, and, you know, it is evolved, and like we were talking, it's grown slowly over the years, but it's continued to grow, and it has become so much more than a YouTube channel. And, you know, we offered him this idea of starting a business with this recipe that I had, and he finally took it, and it's really coming together, and it's something big for him.
And he's so organized.
I know.
I'm so impressed by how organized he is and how well he's doing it. And
Yeah.
And if you want to try.
Oh, yeah. I mean, go ahead.
I think there's a link in the description, actually.
Palo
Skin Solutions. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's given us code, too. Mindful. Yeah. Code Mindful. I think it's 20% off. I'm not sure.
Well, I feel like you and I
recommend
could,
the creamsicle flavor.
I feel like you and I could sit and talk about how proud we are of our children for a really long time.
And
that's definitely not what people want to hear. But maybe we could shift gears and talk a little bit about what's coming in 2024.
Yeah, a lot of new things.
Yeah. Do you
wrote a book?
I did. It's still in the editing process, and I think that might take a little longer than I anticipated. Just because, you know, I've not written a book before, and so it needs a little more work than I originally anticipated, and that's okay.
Is the book a way for someone to work through something on their own that would be like in a way where you'd be walking them through essentially as if they were working with you one-on-one?
Yes, exactly. So it will be a like a process-oriented book. I mean, it'll have a lot of information to help the reader understand what it is that I'm offering and like the science behind it. It will have some stories of my clients so that you can see how the process works and then walk the reader through the actual steps of what we would go through together. Now, every personalized session is slightly different based on the needs of the individual, but this is a really great starting place. It's a great, it's a well-rounded offering so that it could be useful for many people, even though there are lots of other tools out there that I would be able to implement in a one-on-one session. But it's a great starting place I always say, like, you get from where you are to where you want to be over the course of using this experience and this process.
I'm excited to see it and read it.
Me too.
I guess that's still a little ways out. So before that,
I would say like second half of the year is what I'm shooting for. Hoping all goes well. Yeah.
And then soon we have something else new for the channel. We have a couple of people joining the team.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. I have two very good friends and amazing coaches that are going to come to join the team, and they each have their own unique style and tools, and I think will support what we are already doing and add more depth to the services that we can offer and the content that we offer. And they'll be joining us in the new year. And that will consist of some content on the channel, which I'm really excited to have some new voices, new styles, and see what our, you know, existing audience thinks of those. And then
does this mean they're going to hear less of you?
No. So essentially, over the last year, I have shifted to publishing 2 guided meditations a month. Whereas before I was doing every week, I've gone to every other week.
So that will continue.
I will still continue to offer the every other week, and then we'll just fill in the weeks that I'm not publishing my content with these two lovely women's content.
Yes, Nikki and Laura.
Correct.
And which this is probably going to go out before their interviews, but I've talked to them.
Yeah.
And we'll have interviews for them coming out soon, so the folks could
get to know them. Awesome. Yeah. And then they'll be available to offer their coaching services with their unique specialties. And
yeah, I think that's going to be really neat how everything's rounded out as far as the offerings. Their coaching specialties are going to complement what you offer a lot. And I don't want to say fill the gaps, but just together, it's like covering all the bases almost.
Yeah, I'm excited about having a team of people to serve the audience, the community that we've created over the years.
And what else? Anything else for the Mindful Movement that is on the horizon that you want to share?
Yeah, I've talked a lot about my experience and how journaling has really supported my growth, my evolution, my just connection with myself, and all of the things. I really value and have gotten a lot out of journaling. So in 2024, I have a series of 90-day journal experiences, or if you will, they're guided prompt journals that will be themed. So
this is a physical journal.
It's a physical journal. It's meant to be used over the course of 90 days. And, you know, each one will have a journey or a theme that you'll go from A to B.
Do you think the audience could hear our dog whining outside the room?
I don't know. I was just trying to ignore her.
It's getting close to her dinner time.
She's
trying to let us know.
She does get very vocal around dinner time.
Okay, so there's going to be a journal. It's a 90-day thing. So this is something that somebody gets. There's a prompt each day.
Correct.
And
so
then
there will be there will also be a guided practice for each week. So with the 90 days, you will end up getting 12 weeks, right? Over 3
okay.
months. Yeah. 12. I'm not the numbers person in the family. 12 practices and then 90 daily prompts.
How would the practices be conveyed? What you say?
Well, they're going to be written. So it'll be like a step-by-step instruction of some will be breath work, some will be like a somatic practice, some will be a guided meditation, it'll be guided through words on paper, not voice in your ears.
Okay.
But I would like to create a corresponding guided practice on the channel. So each of the 90-day journals in the series will have one associated guided video on the channel. So whether you like to journal or not, you'll have a practice to go to on the channel.
That's cool.
So yeah, I'm
excited. That's coming out, and that's will be sooner than the other book. That'll be what, in the next few months, you think?
Yeah, I would imagine in the first quarter. Our first book will come out. Our first journal will come out.
Okay, so we have some new content. We have some new toys to help you, like a different tool.
Right.
Different tool,
I mean,
tool
a lot
kit.
Of times I have coaching clients that I work with that they need something additional to our calls. They need to continue the process that we start together on their own. And often I will just email or like Telegram message a list of prompts to go through this process. And
this will have the scaffolding in it already.
Exactly. This will essentially be like a coach in a book, right? To take you on this experience, this process on your own.
I could see how that would be very powerful, especially if you have that alongside a weekly call with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That could be a really powerful tool.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited. All these things, I love change. I love new things, creation, expansion. I love all those things. Yeah.
And what else do we want to talk about?
I'm also going to be having an expanded vegetable garden soon, which is really exciting for me. Not related to the mindful movement, but.
Yeah, we have a lot of talks about doing more things with the land, and we're slowly moving that direction, slowly tweaking different parts of the property so we could make more food or.
That's exciting to me. That's fun.
It's exciting.
And that is a very nurturing experience for me, a nurturing part of my life. I love to just be out there and get my hands dirty and be in the fresh air. And it is. It feels like medicine.
Yeah,
for sure.
I like seeing you out there. That's clearly your happy place.
Lately it has been, yeah. Anything else? What are you excited about for 24?
I do want to continue the connection with nature. Yeah. I want to I'm not that clear. I don't think I've spent an appropriate amount of time identifying my near term. I mean, we have talked about doing some things as far as we have like a dream that we're toying with, having a cabin in the woods.
Closer and closer, little bit by little bit.
And I guess part of me hopes that that moves along and fills a good bit of my plate. But I would like to expand a little bit more in the gym, but not a whole lot more. So finding the right balance of that. Mm. And I've been enjoying like getting smarter around the food, like bought a meat slicer lately and like, oh, why are we spending all this money on deli meats? Like, I could make the roast and then I could slice it and vacuum seal it and freeze it. So kind of similar to like what you want to do with the garden and making pickles and such. And
those pickles are good.
They are good. You make good pickles.
But I need to grow more cucumbers so that I can have pickles like now. We don't have any more.
We're out of pickles. Yeah. Well, so together I think.
We're working on it.
We're growing. Like every year, you know, we're learning more about gardening and, and making a food. And, you know, we had chickens and then we didn't. And it looks like we're going to be getting chickens again soon and hopefully be rock and rolling this spring again with them. So, as far as the mindful movement, I don't have like huge ambitions of doing much different than just trying to talk to people that I'm interested in talking to, especially where I think there's something of value that our listeners can learn from that could maybe help them.
Would you be open to receiving some suggestions from the audience about who they want to hear you talk to or topics that they're interested in learning about?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really get any input on that part of.
Maybe that would be something to comment for us. That would be helpful.
Yeah, oftentimes I'm like reaching out to people that I have a question for myself and then I have a conversation. And I know sometimes you've alluded to the fact, like, is that, you know, what do the audience want to hear? And I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, I don't even know who's listening to this stuff. I'm just talking to people that I want to talk to. It would be nice to. And to introduce, like, it's hard to learn about somebody new that you want to talk about. Because if you don't know of them, you don't know how to reach out to them. So I would love to make some new connections this year. And if the audience could facilitate that because they know somebody that would be a great fit, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's great. got a great audience, so I'm sure they could help us.
Well, the dog is back whining outside of the door, so why don't we wrap this up, put a bow on it.
Great. Yeah, this was a good talk. Thanks for
2023.
Looking at the past and the future. Cheers.
It's been nice.
It's been nice.
Thanks for tuning in again today, everybody. And again, sincerely grateful for all the support we've had this year and all the prior years, of course. And it's been a really exciting ride.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day, everybody.